Okay, fine, I'll say it. I'm stressed all the time, and it's messing with my hormones. Between work, keeping up with the latest pop culture news, and everything else, I just feel so out of balance, and I know I'm not the only one. So I'm gonna help you out. Happy Mammoth offers a free 2-minute quiz that can help you figure out what the heck is causing your hormonal symptoms. It couldn't be easier. And after the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better already. When I took the quiz, it suggested that I might be going through estrogen overload. And I can pretty much blame that for the way I've been feeling. One of the recommendations from the quiz was to take Hormone Harmony, which y'all know we love. And it has literally helped me so much, you guys. I'm less bloated, I'm less tired, and okay, fine, I'm less moody. Since I started taking it, I've noticed such a difference. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now, it's about investing in your long-term health. When you take the hormone quiz, you'll learn more about your hormone balance, and you can make small but intentional changes to support your body. Whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz really helps guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. So, ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PRETTYLITTLEPODCAST for 15% off today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline, and today we are recapping Season 7, Episode 3 of Pretty Little Liars called The Talented Mr. Rollins. Yeah, more talents than we realized, huh? Didn't know he was such a craftsman.
I am still like, how do you do it? You can tell me that he had the recipe for latex all you want.
Yeah. That doesn't explain the perfect hair follicle placement of Detective Wilden's eyebrows, okay? So talk to me about how we got the perfect pore shape, and then I will believe that you're the talented Mr. Rollins, okay? Right. I know, I didn't realize that he, like, had taken courses on mask creating at Hollis University
or something. I thought he just, like, ordered them.
Yeah, me too. Although, imagine if there was, like, an online marketplace where you could get an extremely lifelike mask of anybody in the world. But there's only one. There's only one available. I know you mean the mask maker, but I'm just saying, imagine if this was a reality where, like, there was an online marketplace where every single person in the world, once they reach, like, their full maturity, obviously, there's only one in the world. I'm just saying, in the world of Pretty Little Liars, that would have been helpful. If they had that, then we would just be like, well, that's where they got it. You know what I mean? Right. We'd be like, where did they get? Oh, the online marketplace where everybody has one flesh mask
that matches them perfectly. We had to have a scene of Spencer where she has all these like 9x11 printed out pictures of the pictures Aria took. Look at this list instead of just zooming in on her phone.
I love the moment, and we'll get there, but it's like later on, but they're all looking at stuff on Spencer's computer, and Aria goes, wait, go back to the photos I took. I feel like she's like, God, I have a good eye, don't I?
Well, it's because she was talking about the pictures she took in the De Laurentiis house. So they were looking at pictures of Allie and Elliot. And I was like, is she going to ask to see the pictures she took of them like at their wedding?
At the wedding? She's like, God.
Wait, show me the pictures I took. They look in love, don't they?
Yes, they look in love. Everyone's blaming me. Literally, everyone is blaming me for this.
Aria wants that. Aria, I know. Aria's reality right now is that everybody is like, Aria, I can't believe you would marry them. No one said that.
She keeps bringing it up. She's like, and you don't have to say it, okay? I'm beating myself up enough as it is.
And I also love, last episode we were talking about how Aria would feel about Hannah having been kidnapped after Aria experienced a burn. And
we pretty much get it.
We pretty much were on the money.
She gives it to us straight in this episode. Okay, so I'm going to do the recap. So if you'll remember, Hannah was fully locked up and tormented alone. And Aria just can't stop saying shit like, hey, I was in the dollhouse too. I know exactly what you went through. And it's like, hey, no, you don't. No, you don't. Hope this helps. So Sabrina and Emily are flirting again, and Emily's going to try to make moves there. Ezra and Arya are back on. Lily is out. Lily is O-U-T. He's out of style, okay? And he's also working on their book, and it's going to be an issue, okay? I'm just calling it now. It's going to be an issue. All right. Rollins, Allie's husband and caretaker and doctor, which Spencer so aptly pointed out, doesn't really sit right with us. Rollins is in disagreement with Mary Drake at Welby over the treatment of Allison, which makes us wonder, oh, my God, if Mary Drake is bad and she's not cool with what Rollins is doing, how bad could it get? Okay. Toby and Yvonne are having trouble because of Spencer Hastings. Saw that coming. Mary Drake is the one who actually ended up kind of saving Spencer. Hannah picked her up in the middle of the woods, and then Hannah just, like, kind of gave her the bratty teenager act the whole way home, and Mary was like, get out of my car! Mary was like, I had plans to, like, torture you some more, but honestly, I can't stand being around you. You're triggering me. Caleb and Hannah kind of rekindled before Hannah got kidnapped, and then they discussed what happened after the fact, and they just kind of came to the conclusion that Hannah was scared. He was there. It was a comfort thing. And that's all that it was. And Spencer's fully crashing out over it. And also Hannah broke off her engagement. So that's a whole other thing. And Arya and Ezra did sneak into Elliot's way back when. Or sorry, you know what? How dare I? The De Laurentiis dungeon that Elliot happens to be squatting in. They snuck in and they saw that he had like a hidden key and a light on a wall that was going to open this trunk full of mysterious gadgets. So it's important to know for this episode. Okay, and that's it. Wow, I am putting Phoebe to sleep. Phoebe just had the biggest yawn I've ever seen on camera. Ugh. It's going to take me a while to get over this. It's going to take me a while to feel...
Me too.
How dare you?
We started in Lucas's loft, and Hannah is putting on a fake ring. And Arya comes into like the room Hannah's in and sees the atrocious scars on Hannah's back.
Not even scars. They're not like, even healed yet, which is like a reminder like too of how recent this was. And I'm also kind of like, has Hannah even seen them? Because they're on her back. Like
she might just think she's sore or something.
Yeah. And so Arya sees them. You know, Arya's like, God damn it. You have burns too? God, can I have anything that's just mine?
Literally. Literally.
So they had a laugh there.
Are you okay?
Yeah, Arya does seem actually concerned, though, with what she's seeing on Hannah's
she
back.
Does.
And that is the normal response, so thank God. Spencer's
Hannah's
currently...
Hannah's uninterested in talking about it, though. Hannah's
yes.
like, Arya, shut the fuck up.
Literally.
Hannah's had it up to here with this girl.
No, she is like... I don't know why she keeps offering to like be alone in a car with Arya. It's literally like she keeps choosing
so
the lesser of two
alone
evils. It's like which is worse, Spencer or Arya? Oh, my God. I'd rather just jump off a bridge, but I guess I'll go in the car. She's like, a higher
she's
likelihood
like,
of that happening if I'm in the car.
She's like, should I have just stayed in that fucking barn? Should I have just run a little farther in
you
the
know, she's
wilderness?
Like, this is just, should I just have climbed a tree and made camp up there and lived among the birds and squirrels? Maybe.
Yeah,
Hannah.
It's better than Arya.
Honestly, yeah. So Spencer's pissed at Emily because Emily did what she was told explicitly not to do. And hey, guys, this isn't going to stop
laugh.
Here.
This is. I think Spencer has two lines that are literally identical where she goes, I told you
not to do that. And Emily's like, well, but Allie, like she just is like, sorry, that sign can't stop me because I can't read.
Emily is so fucking funny. Like, because it's literally like, I told you not to ask Mary Drake for help.
Yeah.
And Emily says,
and she's like,
yeah.
Well,
and I told you I was going to.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, so we both were clear communicators here.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like we both made ourselves very clear. Yeah. And they're talking about how, like, obviously we now know that Rollins and Mary Drake are familiar with each other. And Arya is still in her little world. She's just replaying the magical wedding night of Allie and Elliot in her head. And she's like, I just don't believe that he would want to hurt Allison. The love in his eyes. You girls didn't see it like I did. They didn't trust you to capture that special moment. But I captured it all right. Okay, let's look at the pictures I took.
The second anybody slanders this couple... Until later on in the episode, she literally takes it as a personal, like,
she was like, that was my first professional wedding shoot. She's like, my parents doesn't count, their family. And it's also, like, how dare you?
Me officiating their wedding didn't count either. This was, like, the first couple I really did.
Right. Exactly.
And Spencer is, like, I understand why Mary wants revenge against us and against Allie because of Charlotte, but they are having a tough time connecting Rollins to it, and I'm just like, I don't know if I need to make a connection. I think I've seen enough. Like, I think I'm at a point where I think it's they're connected.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just not that much of a reach to, like, to say, like, were they romantically involved? So
it's Hannah's also like, you guys so clearly don't have all of the available information. So there's other you don't need to know what exactly is connecting them.
Yeah.
Yet.
So Hannah's like, well, I feel like Allie is scared of somebody else. And then they're like, but then if she was scared of someone else, she would call Elliot. Like, why isn't she calling Elliot? And they realize that everything that's going on with Allie, them not being allowed to see her, et cetera, this all happened right after Mary Drake got the jacket that linked Allie to Charlotte's death. And so they're like, well, then we couldn't visit it anymore. So what if he's punishing Allie? He doesn't want us to see what he's doing to her. And Emily is like, well, I did. And girl, she is strapped down. She is being tortured.
If it is Elliot, he's capable of much worse. So Hannah and Emily are going to go to Welby and tell someone what's happening, to which I say, guys, go to the police.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, literally.
Something tells me AD is a couple steps ahead of you.
Yes. Going I and just realizing don't something's think wrong. That going to, I mean, especially, we've tried going to Welby. Have we not been going to Welby? Emily was there 24 hours ago.
And she's not very conspicuous at all. Or she's incredibly conspicuous. She's not inconspicuous.
Yes, exactly. So, while they do that.
And Spencer's going to go talk to Toby to find some kind of connection between Mary Drake and Dr. Rollins. And so all the girls kind of start to head out.
And then they realize they don't hear the pitter-patter of Arielle Montgomery behind them.
They notice they've left one behind. And Emily says, okay, what?
What are you What's doing? Up? And she's and like, she sorry. They're like, where did you go just now? She's like, it's a memory, maybe. But they were just so in love. She's just like sitting there on the couch. She's like, the photos I took, the way that I saw them, their love through my eyes, it was so beautiful. I never would have married someone if I didn't know it was true love, girls. Okay? She's like, I wouldn't. And you guys I take my responsibility very seriously. Okay?
So then we go to Welby and Dr. Rollins comes into Allie's room. And we realize.
She's gone.
We're about to be reintroduced to Big Al.
This was a dream sequence.
This
at
is
first.
Big Al.
This is Big Al. She said, "I forgot who the fuck I am," and she is back in action.
She's hiding behind the door, so when Elliot comes in, she's like, the door opens and she's behind it, between the wall and the door. And then once the door closes, she lunges at him and jumps on his back and starts choking him out with the cords of her IV.
Yep. Exactly. Tubes, I believe they're called. And Whatever. This is just quite a commotion, you guys. Like, I'm like, no one heard or saw anything. There is a huge window in this room.
Like, no,
I'm
all, just the, like, all the nurses were just like, and that's just Elliot.
They're like, well, they're married. They're married. Okay. We're letting them have some private time. I don't know what they do. Okay. Whatever. Literally. Like, it's crazy.
He likes to get thrown around.
And it goes on for so long. Like, it.
Too long.
It goes on for way, way too long. And so eventually he just pulls out the tranquilizer, of course, and injects her. And then she can't fight back anymore. It's
goes
so
on
dark.
Too long, especially because, sorry, I don't believe Allie just immediately. I mean, I guess we do know her to have hulked out because of the phone.
She has moments.
I do think that, like, Elliot would be able to, like, subdue this.
Well, what we find out later, though, about some of the substances that he's using.
I guess it's a stimulant, yeah.
I'm like, but I'm also like, why are we even, like, leaving her alone with the stimulant in her? Like, if you're giving her that much of it and she's.
How the fuck did she get out of the shackles?
Yeah, that's what, like, I'm like, well, don't leave her alone. If the stimulant is literally, if you're loading her up so much that she's going to have the superhuman strength to release herself and, like, literally. Come up with this and like, fight you like this when she's been drugged and, like, she's probably malnourished, she's so tired, like, all these things, the fact that she had the strength to fight for as long as you guys just fought makes me think she's on a lethal dose of stimulants, and, like, so why are we leaving her alone? If I'm the bad guy, I mean, obviously I'm like, leave her alone, but, like,
right, Then he puts her in the most terrifying contraption I've ever seen. It's giving Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
It's giving Silence of the Lambs, a leather muzzle.
He literally straps her down and puts it around her head, a muzzle over her mouth. Like, it's so dark.
We go to the brew. Emily got a, this scene's also fucking hysterical. Emily got a bartending job at the Radley and needs to start today. And Arya goes, well, at first Emily's like, maybe I'll just tell your mom that, like, I can't work today. Yeah. We have to do this. And Arya goes, you have to pay for Hollis. Allie will understand.
She goes, I really understand. I really value education. Okay. And I just hate to think of you, like, mooching and not paying for your classes at Hollis. So you need this job. Okay. Okay. You need this job.
We find out that Ezra's out of town and she's not going to tell him about everything about Elliot. And then Emily sees Sabrina and is like, hey guys, I'm going to go talk to her. And Arya, I sent Caroline a video of Arya's reaction to Emily walking away from them to go talk to Sabrina. And she's literally like, oh.
We
literally just had a conversation about how Sabrina came on to me. She
literally
looks
and she's like, okay. She's just like, I'm not ignoring that. And then later when it's over, she's like, what was that about? Why did you talk to her? But also I'm like, hey, Em, like, this isn't really in alignment with the way we're acting about Big Al. Like, what are we doing?
She's really trying to convince herself that she's acting out of friendship, not love.
I guess, but I'm like, do you think Big Al is going to like this? I don't think so. I don't think Big Al is going to be too happy. Yeah.
She's capable of something.
Big Al's
going to
be, she's going to be in a bit of a mood, in one of her moods when she gets out of Welby. I'm just guessing she's going to be in a little bit of a perturbed mood. Yeah.
Hannah's in her own world as the line, like, starts to move, and Arya looks back at Hannah for like a full three beats and goes, Han?
Okay, she says, are you okay, Phoebe?
No, she says that after.
Okay. Once after Hannah, she says, Han. Yeah, no, and then she says, okay, whatever. Okay. Okay. I'll give
it to
you.
Give her credit.
She goes, are you okay? And Hannah goes, please don't ask me that. And then Arya goes, I don't want to push. And Hannah goes, I appreciate that. Like, then fucking don't. And then Arya's like, okay, but we were all in the dollhouse. I know what you're going through. Oh, my God.
And then Hannah pushes Arya to the ground.
And I was like, go, Hannah. Go, Hannah. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to see. That's what I would have done. I was like, how dare you?
Like, Arya, shut up.
Imagine, though, like, if you were in the dollhouse twice. Like, you were in the dollhouse. You have an idea of what it's like to be, like, kidnapped and held captive, I guess. But you don't know what it's like to have that happen to you twice. You don't know what it's like to be the tree trunk that lightning strikes twice.
And to also be the only one. At the dollhouse,
exactly.
They had each other. The punishments were being dispersed. And I know that I do agree that it was a little bit more posh living than what Hannah had. But I did remember when A locked him out in the fence.
Yeah, there was that. The chipping them was them waking up naked on sterile.
Lots of Arya, we're not discounting what happened to you.
No.
But Hannah was just in a barn with no insulation, being like soaked with water and then electrocuted
and
over.
Literally,
and over.
Literally. Like, it's not the same. And it's also just like, you don't actually know. Hannah hasn't shared with you what she went through. So don't even try saying that. Like, for all you know, like, it was much darker than, like, Hannah's even, you know. So
Hannah's gonna wait outside.
Yes. And so Emily is fully asking Sabrina out on a date.
This is the most painful thing I've ever watched.
So painful. What does she say? She says something like, she thanks Sabrina for something, and Sabrina
goes,
oh, it's not
necessary.
I wanted
to thank you for the other night.
Oh, yeah. She goes, do you want to go to dinner to, like, so I can thank you? And Sabrina says, it's not necessary. I would have done it for anyone. Ah! I'm out of there.
I'm walking into traffic.
I'm not only out of there, I am in traffic. I am not sticking around for this. Oh, my God, that's mortifying, Shay.
But Emily,
you know Shay read that and was like, well, this would never happen, but okay. I'll go along with it.
Emily goes, oh, well, like, okay, it would be a date. And Sabrina's like, okay, even worse, not interested.
I'm not into thieves. I'm not into thieves and liars. But what about me makes you think that?
And if I'm Emily, because you know Emily's already, like, running red hot from just life right now.
Yes.
If I find out that's why I'm getting rejected, I'm not speaking to Arya for two business days.
I low-key couldn't believe that's what Sabrina said, though. Sabrina's like, honestly, the whole mess with Ezra's key. It just left a bad taste in my mouth, so I can't go out with you. And then Emily goes, I still feel terrible about that. And Sabrina says, me too. Oh, my God. Okay, you're not the hall monitor.
You're not the police.
You're not the arrest police.
Arrest her if you want. If you want
arrest
to
arrest her if you want. Ezra doesn't care. Haven't you seen her and Ezra, like, being chummy? Like, we're good.
Also, I'm like, okay, if you had such a problem with this, I don't know. I know you said you would do it for anybody, but, like, if I think someone's a thief and a liar, I'm not going to, like, make them a cappuccino and close the business down early to talk to you.
And, like, be this, like, yeah, exactly. And, like, I don't know. I just think maybe there are some details about this, Sabrina, that you don't understand, you know? And, like, that's for sure. But I would start thinking that if I'm Sabrina and I'm seeing, like, okay, well, Aria's obviously, like, dating him again. And the girls are always over here and they're always together. So maybe things obviously seem fine. So nothing, there was no fallout, but also maybe there are some things here that I just, like, don't know about because I'm not in their inner circle. And look, Emily's literally extending a hand. She's inviting you in.
So Emily goes up to Aria and Aria goes, what was that about?
She might as well say, what did that bitch say to you? What did that bitch just say to you? I mean, I, like,
you know, I have a problem with her.
You know,
I've never liked
honestly,
her.
I told Z, I can't put my finger on it, but there's something about her. I feel like, okay, I'll say it. I feel like she kind of smells like weed. And Ezra was like, okay, well, Aria, you also smell like weed. And she's like, it's different. It's different. I'm not on the job. He's like, you're writing. Isn't that the job? She goes, oh, my God. Okay, whose side are you on? What, did you have a fling with her, too? Yeah, she looks young. Aria just, like, fully goes for the jugular.
So Aria asks what that was about. And
Aria's like, I didn't want to tell you this, Z, but Sabrina literally, we were testing her. We were testing. No. But yeah, we were testing her. Okay, we were testing her. We wanted to see if she would look the other way and we could steal your key out of the lockbox and break into your apartment before we were in a good place. And Z, she let it happen. Okay. And I got up there and I broke down into tears. I was like, what kind of people are working here? Like, I need to be back here and protecting Z from this. Oh, my God. I was overcome with grief for you. So I took a shower in your house, put on your clothes, left. And when I came down, it looked like she was coming on to Emily, which I thought was weird because, okay, she also came on to me right before I went upstairs. And I was like, don't follow me up here. Maybe that's why she let me have the key. She thought we were going to go have a rendezvous. Why was she wrong?
And it's just like girls that normally go for me wouldn't really be interested in Emily.
It's not. It's like Emily and I aren't really like the same type. We're just like not like, I don't know. Like if you like me, like I don't know what you'd see in Emily as much. The conversation is much different. It's much different. Like if you like a layered sort of like intellectual conversation, Emily just kind of talks about drink recipes.
And I didn't want to say anything about it, but it's like, can we really talk about anything else?
Can we talk about something else?
She's like
a
fish.
She's literally, she drinks like a fish. And she's all, I mean, she always has. You know that, Z. I used to talk to you about how I was just like, I wish the girls had a more mature palate like I do. Like, you and I can just like have a few glasses of wine and like it's not a big deal. Like, she's drinking to get drunk. And like, she doesn't even like know what good wine is. And
she
just,
literally,
like,
she blacked out so much one night that she literally robbed Allie's grave.
Yeah, no.
Do you
remember this? We covered for her. She dug up Allie's grave. It was that we were like, okay, and she also got in the car with Jenna, who you know is blind, and it's like, well, that's not safe. It's like, okay, honestly, that's how drunk Emily was. It was like safer to have Jenna, who's blind, drive Emily than it was to have Emily drive home. Yeah. Okay.
So it's just like, I just don't really see what Sabrina would see in her. And like
so the point is, I don't trust Sabrina, and her being interested in Emily is honestly even more of a red flag. And scene. And none of that happened. And also, we love Emily. So that was all Aria talking. That was all Aria talking. That is not
that.
How we feel. Guys, you know that that's not how we feel about Emily. Okay.
We love her. She's always
Emily.
A strong number two.
She's a strong
Not as strong
number
as a number one as Hannah is.
No.
Caroline just coughed, but I need you guys to understand. Bless you. I need you to understand that when she did initially start to cough, she put her hands up in the air and did like a little wiggle.
Like I just didn't care.
Yeah, right. So like we go to Welby and
No, we got a Toby's trailer. And Spencer knocks and Yvonne answers the door. Not too thrilled to see Spencer. Toby's working on the house.
Her.
Hey, I didn't at first realize the house is like a stone's throw away from this trailer. So when Yvonne's like, yeah, Toby's not here. He's at the house. It's like, so you mean he's right there? You mean he can probably smell Spencer's hair?
I am a little bit like, Spencer, you knew there was a chance Yvonne would be here. So you couldn't have showed up with a bottle of wine or like a plant or something to like offset the fact that you're here.
Hey, Fee.
Asking for this.
I'm just going to throw. I do think if Spencer had shown up with a bottle of wine and been like, oh, Yvonne, that wouldn't look too good.
I know. But there was,
I was
like,
just bringing this bottle of wine for me and Tobes.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. But what does kill me is Spencer gets out of the car and she gets the Radley file out from her bag before she goes up there. And guys,
can
this
I say
isn't
something?
Like, this is what?
That thing should be in a Ziploc bag.
I agree. There's that asbestos thing, and lead on there for sure.
There is stuff on it. And also it is just falling apart. Like, what are we doing? I'm shocked that when it saw sunlight, it didn't disintegrate. Like, just put it in a fucking plastic bag.
And don't be carrying it around like this, Spencer.
Don't be in front of carrying it around all willy nilly. Yeah, it looks like you're like too. It looks like you're like cosplaying Nicolas Cage in National Treasure. Like, people are gonna be like, "Oh, great, Spencer is being fucking crazy again."
Yvonne knows that's like your whole thing. I'm sure. Toby's told her.
Oh yeah.
Yvonne's like, "You've already caused problems. So like, what do you want? What do you want here?" And we find out that they're engaged and family's coming over tonight. And so Spencer is like, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to be your ex-girlfriend.
It was so funny, though, because Spencer's like, I'll come back later. And Yvonne's like, well, tonight isn't good. Like, if you just can tell me what's going on, like, I won't be weird about it. And Spencer's like, yeah, it's private. And Yvonne's like, great. Then so is this property that you're on. Get the fuck off. But Yvonne is like, sorry, we have family coming over. To celebrate, and the camera pans down. I thought it was gonna be like she's pregnant. I was like, if this girl's
we couldn't
pregnant,
have had her
crazy.
Like holding a cup of coffee or something, like at like
it was
chest
like just
level.
Like it goes all the way to, I'm like, okay,
a little much.
She could have she could have been like, we're celebrating, and then sipped coffee. It would have looked a little bit bitchy, but like fine.
We go to Welby, and the head doctor is like, well, look, I didn't know that Allie's husband was Dr. Rollins and was treating her. I didn't know that. But I promise you, like, it's fine. And I'm just like, right. So now I know we're at a fake hospital.
I'm sorry. How did you not know that her husband was treating her? That's crazy. And he's like, look, I'll just make sure that Dr. Rollins keeps you guys up to date. And it's like, no, that's not what it is. And so Aria, this is actually a good moment for Aria. She stands and she says, we think he's abusing her, and if you don't go check on her right now, we will file a complaint against both of you. And he's like, me? For what? She's like, for having knowledge and neglecting to do anything about it. And then Emily stands and says, and that makes you liable. And then Hannah stands and says nothing. And it's such a just great moment. But she stares at him.
It was a funny thing where, like, you see, because they have Emily and Hannah sitting, and Arya's, like, standing the whole time, and you really do see, like, how tiny
she's so
Aria
short.
Is.
Yeah. So they all walk down the hall. Right. Not to compliment her. They all walk down the hall to Allie's room, and well, she seems totally fine. So are we just keeping the muzzle on her, like, while you're here, Elliot? Like, it seemed, I'm confused.
And she doesn't even look sweaty. Like, we've seen this girl look rough.
Oh, Elliot walks in after the girls, and he's like, well, she's had a few rough days, but, like, she's doing better. And he turns to the girls and smiles at them, and Emily's jaw drops. She goes, like, when he smiles at her, she's like, ah! She's like, ah! Like, it looks like she is, like, about to yell.
Did they see that? No one makes any comments, but they do. I'm like, okay, why put the marks on his neck if, like, no one's going to say anything?
I thought the same thing.
And, like, the doctor doesn't notice?
They don't even mention it later. The girls don't even say later, like, did you see those marks? Yeah, exactly. So Caleb is making a sandwich at the barn, and Spencer walks in, and she's on fire a little bit because Toby and Yvonne are engaged. So she's like, well, yeah, so Toby and Yvonne are engaged, so now we have to make this work.
she's like, got me thinking about us.
Literally, she's like, knowing how happy they are made me think about us, and, like, I've wanted this for a really, really long time. And he says he has too. And she's like, okay, but everything like changed when Hannah disappeared. And he's like, well, I promised that I would keep her safe. So I just like felt responsible. And she's like, okay, well, she's back now. So like what
right.
is up? And she just finally asks. And I'm like, oh my God.
And then, yeah. And Caleb, okay, how do you feel? I mean, I know that it was the right thing to be honest. But part of me is like, did you just create a problem on purpose a little bit, Caleb?
Why?
By saying that, by telling her that they kissed.
I mean, well, the alternative is lying.
I know.
So, I mean, that's
I know,
a problem.
I know.
He created the problem when he kissed someone while he had a
that's
girlfriend.
That's true.
So anyway, he's like, yeah, we kiss. And she's like, walks away. And I did think he should be taking this a little bit more seriously. I felt like he was like, yeah.
He thought that he was going to say that. And she was going to like be like, oh, okay.
I know.
Just a kiss.
She goes, I can handle a kiss. I was like, girl, we know. we know. She's like, but that's all it was. And she asks if he still has feelings for Hannah. And he doesn't answer. And then Saved by the Bell, Jason calls and it interrupts.
I know. Jason, no last name. You know, imagine the chills running down Arya's back when she hears
Spencer.
Jason. I know, but then they go. What? Sorry.
Do we need to record later?
No. I'm texting Dan. Okay, so we go to the loft, and Spencer tells the girls that Jason had no idea that Allie was at Welby, which, I was like pretty convinced of beforehand, because yeah. I was like
he never would have been cool with this. Yeah. Ellie
and also
never
he's like
him.
So hard to get in touch with. Go yeah. ahead.
And Spencer is like, well, and they're like, okay, what did Toby find out? She's like, oh, I didn't tell him to look into Elliot and Mary Drake. And it goes, why not? And Spencer's like, well, because he's engaged.
Part of me was like, Hannah, like, I know you don't know the conversation Spencer's coming from right now, but Hannah, you were the last one who I defend Hannah till I die, but you are the last one here that needs to be raising your voice at Spencer in this moment. Because
I guess so, yeah.
You're lucky. And Spencer honestly shows a lot of patience in this episode.
I do feel like for Hannah, she's like not, like, I don't think she's thinking about anything else. Like, it's sort of how she was post Dollhouse, where it's like, she's just literally not thinking about anything except getting this over so that she can be safe.
It wasn't.
So, like, I don't even think it crosses her mind. Like,
I agree.
I don't even know if she, I know she remembers it, but she's also like, we squashed it. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, more so in a way of like, as the viewer watching, you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Emily goes, that's not your call to make, Spencer. Oh. I've never heard Emily like put the name at the end there, and it was like
Emily,
a knife.
Emily's just so mad at everyone.
And Spencer just explodes. She's like, look, we are stuck here because Allie killed Charlotte. And Hannah's like, well, even if she did, she doesn't deserve to be tortured. And it's like every time Hannah has lines like this, we can tell that she knows the level of torture that Elliot is capable of, and that like it really doesn't matter what the crime is. There's nothing that warrants that sort of, you know, torture. So you can just kind of like see that pain on her face. And Emily's like, look, I want Jason to pick her up. And Spencer's like, well, he's out of the country. He can't come back for a few days. And she brings up the trunk that's in Elliot's bedroom. And they're like, maybe, you know, there's something there. And Emily's like, well, I still have a key to Allie's house. Oh, perfect. Oh, shocker. Of course you do. So she goes to get it. And then she sees the Radley records in Spencer's bag. Obviously knows she didn't take them to Toby. Emily is like, I'm taking matters into my own hands. She takes the Radley records out of Spencer's, puts them in hers. And then we overhear that Jason's in Ethiopia. So fucking random. And then Emily gives Arya the key and goes to work. It's kind of funny that Arya is the one who goes in the house. I know she like knows where it is, but.
We're at the Dealrentis dungeon?
Yeah. Spencer and Hannah are waiting outside.
And Spencer asks about Jordan and if everything is okay. And Hannah's not telling the girls about the fact that she and Jordan broke up. And then Spencer's like, so Caleb told me you're a slut. Caleb told me.
Spencer's like, Hannah, Caleb told me what happened. And Hannah literally is just like, Spencer, I'm so sorry. Like, she just fully owns it. There's no, like, if this were Ari, she'd be like, what? I mean, was it, he kissed me. He obviously kissed me.
It would be a massive conversation.
It would
Hannah
be a huge,
just like,
yeah. Hannah, and she's just like, I'm so sorry, Spencer. Like, and Spencer's like, well, you really shouldn't have told me you were over him if you weren't. And he's like,
the way Spencer said that, I was a little. You it really was a little shouldn't much have. Blah, blah,
blah. I know. I was like, okay, I was like, well, okay, you really well, shouldn't not, have even asked.
Hannah's not here acting like it was like the kiss of a lifetime and she like wants to get. She's like, sorry, it was a mistake.
And as
she's
far as you know, Spencer, Hannah is still engaged. She's still happily engaged.
Exactly.
Like,
it's not about feelings so that should, at all for Caleb.
For you, that should be like a security thing where it's like, okay, well,
exactly.
As far as I
even
know.
Even though we know the truth. And, but Hannah plays into it and she goes, I meant what I said. Caleb is my past and Jordan is my future. So we go inside and Aria finds a bunch of terrifying stuff under all these clothes in the trunk.
I just feel like she should really just take everything and run. I know he would like eventually know the things were gone, but like, whatever.
But here's also my thought is she takes so much time taking each
take
thing
a picture
out
of the whole
trunk.
Spread and zoom in exactly. later. I know.
And
I
don't take
same.
It out of the fucking trunk. Like she takes it all out in the trunk and then organizes it the way that it was in the trunk on the floor.
Fingerprints
and takes
everywhere.
Pictures.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. And so then outside, we see that Dr. Rollins is getting home. So Spencer texts Aria, and Aria is still inside taking forever and texts in the slowest way possible, stall him.
Yes.
And then we go back outside and they, oh my gosh, chic. The way these girls approach Dr. Rollins getting out of his car.
It was
like
giving like
wow.
Witch. Like, is there some movie or something where two witches like walk up? It was giving like. They were almost like floating. Like it was like, how'd you know I'm here? It just was so good. They walk up and they're like, so Allie called us and we want to know what's going on. And he's like, well, part of her illness is paranoia. And Hannah says, it's not paranoia if it's real. And he says, and it's, I'm like, I hope you guys are recording. Cause he says, if you keep pushing, I promise it'll be detrimental to her health.
That's a threat.
And Hannah has a look on her face as though like, haha, just caught ya. Like, because that is sort of like a threatening line.
Right. And so inside, Aria starts cleaning and locking up. And then she takes these pictures of the papers on the dresser, which like I wouldn't have even thought of. And then they're like, you need to get out right now. And then
she's
she
like,
puts the key in a
she
sconce.
Like secretly wants to be caught.
Yeah, literally.
She's like, it's just I look, Hannah won't stop acting like she's gone through the hardest thing. Maybe if he finds me in the house, I'll
have a
too.
Physical altercation. And so Aria then, this was smart. I don't know how she did it.
I know.
Miss Nimble Thimble. Yeah. She comes out of the Hastings Castle gate instead of like anywhere else. And Elliot sees that. And then they leave.
Yes. So we're back at the castle now and looking at the pictures of Allie and Elliot. And they just realize like they don't know anything about this guy. That's when Aria says, go back to those photos I took. And she means the ones she took in their room, but it's just so funny. And the way she says it, like, it's like adding the photos I took. It's just hilarious. So she wants
to
go back and look.
And it's just so her.
Yes. And they see that it's actually the papers that were on the dresser, a credit card statement. So they want to go check the B&B that they stayed at during their honeymoon because it's on there. And suddenly Aria wants to work hard. Like she's like, let's go. It's an hour away. Let's drive up there. And the girls just like do not want to. And then Aria looks at Hannah and says, it's only a matter of time before he does what he did to you or worse. And the way she says or worse almost made it feel like, because I know it wasn't that bad, like it could be so much
worse.
No,
it was a crazy line read and it was a weird line.
And then Hannah's like, okay, I'll drive. And Aria's like, perfect, good. You know I get car sick when I drive.
So we go to Radley and it's Emily's first shift and she's
get her out of
there. How crazy is the uniform? Ashley Marin, what are you doing?
She's being checked out by the other people working there.
It's like
protect
a
her.
Little much.
And she's calling Toby in between cutting limes when we see Sabrina. God, small freaking town. Am I right?
We couldn't have gone anywhere else, Sabrina.
I know.
Anyway, we go to the Amish country. No service. And thank goodness Lucas has a map, apparently.
Hilarious.
And then they kind of start talking about both of their ex-boyfriends without knowing that they're talking about their ex-boyfriends at first. Because Hannah's like, is Liam still in town? And Aria's like, no.
He's back in Boston. As if everything's fine. And then she's like, okay, fine, we broke up. And
I'm back with Ezra. And it's been so hard to keep this a secret again. You know how hard it was for me the first time.
Yeah.
But I had
like,
to.
Hannah's like, why did you break up? She's like, well, I'm spending time with Ezra and I just missed him. And you know what? We're both lucky. I've got Ezra. You've got Jordan. I forgot his name for a second. But I'm also like, It's crazy that I've got Ezra. Like, she's just so moved on. It's like, so she's so
Aria is such a, like, next shiny thing. Like, that's
She's that girl in high school who's, like, a serial monogamist, but in the way that she's, like, monogamy. Like, she's monogamous with somebody, and then, like, they break up. There's, like, 1 week in between, and if they don't get back together, she is dating somebody else, and they are serious. Like, mm-hmm. and that's just, like, what happens the rest of her life until she finally gets married.
If she went back to Boston, I think she'd would get, like, back with Liam. Get coffee with Liam, and they
unless
like,
Liam was like, "Girl, well, you I do are think too that's much, probably pretty." You know what I mean? And she's like, "I'm not willing to hear that, so I'm just gonna stay here where I'm never too much for anybody." True. Road Warriors, you know we're obsessed with all things Bravo and all things Charleston. So on our most recent trip to the Lowcountry, we had to stop at, by the way, the new neighborhood bar and restaurant from Southern Charm stars Craig Conover and Austin Kroll in partnership with the Uptown Hospitality Group. We celebrated my 30th birthday there, and I have to say, like, the cocktails, the vibes, the service, immaculate. My favorite drink was the lavender gimlet, Empress Gin, lavender, lime, clarified milk. It was so pretty, so delicious. And our group kept those freezing cold martinis and caviar bumps flowing all night long. The atmosphere was exactly what I wanted. It was chic, but cozy, elevated, but welcoming. Think like your dream neighborhood spot that also happens to be Bravo adjacent. And because the night was that good, I had to go back for a dinner date with Anthony. The menu brings an elevated spin to classic tavern fare. Handhelds, crave-worthy kettle chips with French onion dip, literally dream about them. But the best part were the steak frites. Anthony and I split it. It's a grilled prime New York strip with garlic butter, chimichurri, and perfectly crispy shoestring fries. Oh my god. Pro tip, go on a Wednesday during happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. They do half off select wines, bubbles, their signature blade and bow old fashioned, and the steak frites. It's such a steal, and honest, I cannot recommend it enough. So make sure you add By the Way to your Charleston itinerary and follow them on Instagram at By the Way CHS to see the menu, the vibe, and all the Bravo approved bites. And if you go, tell Craig we sent you and save us a martini.
And then Aria is again trying to figure out what happened to Hannah in the barn. So she's like, so are you going to, like, tell Jordan what happened to you? You're, like, not telling me, but, like, would you, like, tell Jordan?
So who would you tell? Yeah. Yeah, would you tell Jordan? And Hannah snaps her. She's like, you are not helping me. Stop.
But this last line of the scene is, like,
oh, it's a dagger. Do you have it written? Or I do if you
well,
don't.
She just says,
I have it written, so you don't need to paraphrase.
I only have the second half of it.
She says, I don't want to relive the hell, not with you, not with Jordan, not with anyone. If I do, I'll never stop crying.
Elliot, Hannah, when I get Marin my hands on you. Better.
Oh, when I get my hands on you. So Emily approaches Sabrina at the rally. And she's got a whiskey and soda. And Sabrina's like, how did you know what I ordered?
I'm like, Sabrina, like, what
are you
planet
for real?
Are you on?
Are you for real? She's like, okay, you're literally stalking me. What's in this?
Emily is like,
did you?
Emily,
tell me. I'm giving you one chance. Tell me the truth, liar.
What's she gets out like she gets out like one of those like testing sticks.
Yeah, she's like, good thing I always carry these with me. She goes, oh look, it's lit up like a Christmas tree. And then she looks and she's like, for alcohol. It says there's alcohol in my drink because it's like a drug test for like anything.
Emily, like, I don't know how Emily isn't like turned off yet.
I'm like,
this.
Emily, like, how are you not so embarrassed you have to actually leave the country? Like, this is,
and also like,
stop putting yourself in this situation.
The embarrassment to a certain extent, but also in this scene, I'm like, okay, she's also stupid. You're clearly in the uniform. And Emily, instead of being like, I work here, she goes,
yes,
the uniform didn't tip you off.
And she's like, look at my boobs. Does this tip you off at all? Look at the suspenders that don't fit over my boobs.
Super cool suspenders. And then she like snaps them over her shoulder.
Exactly. She's like, youch. So anyway, she starts to leave and comes back. And she's like, you know what?
Sabrina goes, you work here?
She's like, oh my God, are you okay? She's like so horrified.
You're
so
a bartender.
Then she's like,
I would literally never be a bartender.
Yeah, meanwhile, I just feel like a barista is a much classier gig. I don't know. So Emily starts to leave. She comes back. She's like, look, the convo at the brew was real. It wasn't an act. It's like no one thought it was an act. And she tries to justify the Ezra thing. She's like, look, I like you and I think you like me too. I just do. And then her date comes up and kisses her on the lips and asks Emily, she knew exactly who Emily was. She says, can I have a glass of Chardonnay? And Sabrina's like, okay, so I guess that was obvious. I could have used context clues to not say, are you trying to drug me and stalk me? Liar.
Mm-hmm. Liar.
Sabrina only calls her liar now. She's like, what do you want, liar?
When they start dating, that's from
that's
now
the pet
on,
name.
That's how they, yeah. Yes. And so
wait, they're gonna start dating for sure.
We'll see.
Way to spoil it.
We go back to Amish country just for a second, just to get a glimpse of this child of the corn who like scampers in the woods like a little mouse.
No offense to anyone who's Amish listening, but really you shouldn't be listening.
Really, you are gonna get in big trouble.
We're gonna get in big
trouble. We're not gonna tell on you, but you should really watch out.
You should go home and think about what you've done.
You're gonna be in big trouble. Okay, I'm not gonna shame them. Oh my god, I'm not shaming them.
No, I understand the lure. I understand the allure of our podcast and wanting to like give up your lifestyle to listen. But
yeah, of course. But
it's not worth it, guys.
On the right of my screen, the little thumbnail of you, when I look at it, it looks like you're wearing that fedora you had when you were a kid.
It does.
You know what I mean? Okay, like thank God. Yes. It's so funny.
Mom, like yesterday when she's in Italy, sends me a picture and a video of her walking across a crosswalk. And I'm like, what is this video of? It's a fedora stand.
I hope she bought one.
Culture. Okay, so mom's coming home with a fedora from Italy.
With a fedora.
For me.
She's like, everyone wears them in Italy. She's it's like, fedora Phoebe girl was on to summer, something. Guys.
We had brat summer last year, and we have fedora girl summer this year.
And you can choose to abstain if you do want to, which I do.
Oh,
so Emily is now calling Spencer, and Spencer is researching Aria's pictures.
Pause.
And she's found out what?
Emily gets on the phone and she goes, and I completely made a fool of myself in front of Sabrina and her model girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're Shay Mitchell.
Her model Shay girlfriend Mitchell. Was so funny.
And her model. And Spencer's girlfriend. Like, okay, Emily, I'm like kind of annoyed with you. Her loss. Like, I don't know what you want to say. You're kind of annoying right now. So
yes.
Like, I don't really blame her.
Spencer's annoyed with everyone right now. She's just like so wrapped up in her relationship. She's just so bothered. So she finds out that like there was a piece of paper and written on it was a recipe for latex. And then he also has blue contacts in his trunk and he has brown eyes. And they're like, who else? I'm shocked they put this together.
I love this. Me too. Emily or Spencer goes, have you like clocked what color eyes Rollins has? And she goes, yeah, brown. I mean,
brown?
Well, Allie likes brown eyes, so like
yeah.
Kind of like a shade like mine. Don't ask me
how I know. Don't ask me how I know. So they are like, well, who else has blue eyes? Detective Wilden. Spencer
this
Googles
is, it's
him,
a bit of a
confirms.
Jump
I know. I'm like, that is a crazy thing to figure out. I mean, good for you guys, but
I guess
think
knowing that Allie was hallucinating, but like,
yeah.
You still, there's still a likelihood, especially looking at these drugs, that she is hallucinating
exactly.
So, like, I wouldn't have gone there, but there's a lot of things these girls do that I wouldn't have done.
Yes. And they're like, well, I bet he made a mask of Wilden as well. And he wanted Allison to think that she was crazy because.
Yeah.
Then she would need to go to Welby, obviously. So
I know Peter and Vivi are on their victory cruise, but like if they get home and see that Spencer used all of their like quality printer paper, like she picks up that paper and it sounds like she's holding
heavy.
Cardboard.
Yeah.
And
it's
also
heavy.
It's glossy ink. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my, you better replace it.
You
better. If we did that in our house and Dad
no,
came home and we had printed like sheets full of full
yeah.
resolution pictures on
yeah.
his printer, he'd be like, okay, I'm putting a padlock on the printer and
yeah,
the
Wi-Fi. Yeah, like, we need to talk. Yeah, he'd be really mad.
Go to Amish country again. And Arya's like, let's go look at the furniture. And Hannah's like, why? And Arya goes, because I want... Because maybe
they,
if we look, like,
the craft,
we'll buy something.
The Amish craftsmen are really talented. And the wood is supposed to be really high quality. And you know my house,
she,
like, all the mahogany. The Montgomery
and
mahogany.
And she's like, I know you like to shop on, like, I don't know, Wayfair. But, like, I'm not
like
really
quality.
Into this fast consumerist, like,
we
life.
We invest
like,
in,
me.
Like, quality like, pieces for our home.
Yeah, exactly. And me and Z are, okay, I didn't want to bring it up. We are looking to close on a house coming up.
Wow. Soon. Yeah, we're just making moves for our future. And Hannah's like, same. So, anyway, they're looking at the furniture and Hannah sees that little girl again and follows her. And Arya then comes in and immediately makes it worse because Hannah's like really good with the little girl. Like she's like, hey, and little girl's like, you're really pretty. And Hannah goes, you are too. And then Arya comes in. She's like, what's this?
Arya comes in, arms crossed. She's also like at eye level with the kid because they're
yeah.
the same height. And she goes, hi.
She like gives the kid
Hannah,
the, like,
what's this?
Yeah, she's so bothered. And then the little girl, Arya has figured out that Elliot's family does not have a farm. There's no one named Rollins here. And then the little girl was like, you guys look like my dolls. The one Charlotte gave me.
Oh, I'm just like, the one Charlotte like gave you. Like home run after home run that Jesus, you shouldn't be
yeah.
getting.
Good for you. Go play the lottery. So she pulls out the dolls and Hannah's like, can we play with you? And we find out all the dolls are named after the girls. And obviously Allison's her favorite. And Hannah's like, yeah, of course she's your fucking favorite.
And she's like, why? Like, so and she's like, why is she your favorite? She looks like Charlotte. And Hannah's ooh. Like, well, you know what? They used to confuse me and Allie a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you a story. We thought Allie was dead for a long time, and I got skinny and then got popular. And then when she came back, it was like, oh, like, who's who?
Yeah,
and
like,
Allie really didn't like that. Allie's not all that. Allie's yeah. not all that.
So we find out that Elliot and Charlotte used to come out here all the time. And the little girl says, I saw them kissing once, but I'm not supposed to tell. And then she says, I miss Charlotte. Do you know when she's coming back? And then this guy comes in and... the girl's like, you cannot tell anybody. I'm not supposed to have dolls with faces, please. And she hides them. And then this guy makes them leave. Yeah.
And also, I hate when people talk like that. I'm like, okay, this is a place of business. And you come in there and you go, I think it's time for you to go now. Get yeah. out of here.
Yeah. But I guess maybe they were in like a private. Man. Also, I'm like, they're talking to a kid. It's like, okay.
All right. I guess.
Don't be in this room with the kid.
Fair enough. We go to the Radley and Sabrina walks up to the bar. And I'm like, okay, what? Was your girlfriend at the table, your alleged girlfriend at this moment in time, was she like, did you just botch that with the bartender? Like,
yeah,
have you seen her?
Hey, my question is, you're why not did they kiss? Like,
that I had questions about. And I do think Sabrina, or I think Emily might ask that later. But I thought she asked it when they have this conversation.
Because
and
Sabrina's like,
so
oh, that girl, she's an ex. We're just friends. I'm like, that's where I asked.
You
oh,
kissed on the mouth.
You guys kissed on the literal mouth. And so Emily hands her the drink. And like Sabrina's like, I feel really bad for judging you too quickly. Let's start over. Let's get dinner this week. Emily hands her the drink and their hands touch. And then we find out, I didn't even want another drink. I just wanted an excuse to talk to you. Why did I think Sabrina was like sober?
That's actually a good question. I feel
wasn't
like
that like part of her storyline?
Well, I feel like she found out Spencer was supposed to be sober when she was asking for the marijuana way back when, maybe.
Yeah,
and she like
was
made
like,
a comment
oh, no, no,
about
no, no,
it.
No, she
I don't
had
know
cancer,
she
right?
Was.
She was like sick, sorry.
Well, yeah, she did. Oh, yes.
That's
but I,
she
yes,
had the medical
something like
stuff.
That.
Okay, sorry.
But I'm just like, what was the change in the tune here? I just wanted an excuse to talk to you. You couldn't get her away from your table fast
yeah.
enough earlier.
She's been talking to you. You've actually had like more conversations than I think you wanted to with her in the past couple days.
This was gonna be like a rekindling date, Sabrina hoped. Sabrina was like, maybe like I'll go yeah. on this date and like me and this girl will get back together, and then it didn't work out.
Didn't
so
work
like,
out.
Well,
so while she's in the bathroom, she's here. Like, yeah. No, she has the girl go up and book a room. The girl's booked a room. She's like, you go up and head up to the room. I'll be up there shortly. Like she doesn't.
I'm just gonna play my chances.
Yeah.
Back to the Amish country. Someone says,
Arya,
I don't remember who, if he was in
it?
Love with Charlotte, that explains Mary Drake. Does Arya say that?
Yeah, I don't know, but not the Allison thing. So that's
right.
That's where they're still confused. And then Hannah sees something that actually like sends her into a full PTSD visceral reaction. She sees a cattle prod and like Arya's like, what is going on? And Hannah keeps having these flashbacks and we realize that is what Rollins was electrocuting her with. So he would mm-hmm. like soak her and then fucking electrocute her with the cattle prod.
And Arya, this is a good moment. Arya's a pretty good friend yeah. here. And she says, Elliot will pay for what he did to you. I promise. So we go to the barn or we go to the Hastings castle and Caleb comes in and Spencer is not having it with him.
No.
She's like, just fucking break up with me. Yeah, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. She's like, at least if you break up with me, then I'm the victim. Okay. If
exactly.
I break up with you, then it's like, oh my God.
And
I
then it's like, Hannah,
I can't. Yeah.
And then me and Hannah can both hate you.
And if you break up with me, then Hannah really shouldn't date you because that would be shitty. So, but if I break up with you, then Hannah kind of can. So Caleb wants to talk and he's like, look, there's a part of me that's always going to love Hannah. She was my first love, but it is you who I want to be with. And she's like, okay, well, if Hannah wanted to be with you today, and he's like, if she wanted to be with me now, it would not change anything about you. Like, I like everything about you. You're smart. You're driven. You're sexy as hell. And Spencer goes, but the problem is that
you
like me and I love you. And he does not correct her. Oh,
ooh,
it's tough. It's
Spencer,
tough,
get
tough.
Out of there. Spencer,
get
it's okay.
Get out of there, Spencer.
Anything
it's
that
okay.
happens from you ending it can be fixed.
And, like, Caleb really is trying. Like, it's not that he's, like, a bad dude and that's why she should get away from him. But it's just, like, girl, you need better for yourself. And so he begs her for a chance to make it right. Like, he really wants this to work. And she says she doesn't know if she can.
Mm-hmm. We go to Toby's Airstream. It's the engagement party. Emily.
Okay, that's the first thought, but the second thought is Toby and Yvonne. Is this really the engagement party?
I don't buy it for Yvonne.
Buy it for Yvonne for 1 second. We have a picnic table on dirt. It's not air conditioned. We are just outside. It's like a cute idea to have an outdoor thing, but then it's like we've left the Airstream and we're in a literal construction zone.
Mm-hmm.
I get that it's like private and special and whatever, but it's just like doesn't really, it's not tracking for me.
I'm hoping this isn't like the actual engagement party and maybe it's just like a dinner for just like the family, which I think they should have indoors, but
wait till the house is done and then have I don't know,
go to the Apple Rose Grill, go to the Radley, Emily's working, that would have been perfect.
Emily will hook you up, Emily, and then Emily won't have to crash your party,
which then Emily won't have to, you know, she's gonna do.
She shows up in her army jacket and she's like, hey, and they're like, what the fuck. Yvonne, like, good for Yvonne. Because let me tell you, if I were Yvonne, my head would have popped off my body by this point. I'd be like, okay, I can't do this anymore. We have to move.
Emily walks up to the table, holds the file up, like, and the entire table jumps up 10 feet in the air because they think that she's about to put a curse on them. Because this, it is truly the most dilapidated looking file. You were right when you said that in the sunlight it would crumble.
I know, like, I'm literally, like, it's exposed to, like, 2025. I mean, I know it's a 2025, but it's exposed to, like, fresh air, and it literally, like, explodes. Like, it's crazy. So Toby comes to talk to Emily, and she's like, Allie is in trouble. She tells him about Elliot, and Toby's like, look, Emily, like, Allie killed Charlotte, so I don't really, and Emily's like, so what? That's not the point. Like, Emily's like, okay, are you a friend or not? Because I had the skin of a killer, did you know that? I have the skin of a killer, and you're still my friend. Or are you not anymore, now that you know?
The way that this line, he goes, Allie killed Charlotte, and Emily goes, probably.
Emily goes, and?
She says,
I need to make a reel of our and banter, because it was really funny last week.
I just love how Emily is like, excited about the process. She's like, probably.
No, probably. And I figured it out. Good for me. Like, Emily's just like,
that really got me in Spencer's good graces for about
15 minutes.
Okay,
Toby, now you're talking. Now you're thinking. Let's get to work. She's just like, so you see the motive. You see Elliot's motive. Okay, great. Let's go. Like, she's like, perfect. She doesn't realize it's a crime. She's like, this is just a motive for somebody else to do something bad to Allie.
And
so
also,
she gives him the Radley file.
Toby also isn't entirely aware of how Allie's being treated in Welby. Like, the last he heard, it's Arya calling at Fort Knox. So he's like, well, if she killed Charlotte, like, she's not in prison, like, it's fine that she's locked up. Like, that's okay.
In theory.
That does make sense.
In theory, if you're somebody who needs that kind of support, you're in the right place, you know? Right. Like, and we know that it's not Radley. We know what Radley was. This is a different place. And, you know, we saw Charlotte get so much better. So, like, on paper, if you're someone who's a little bit removed from this, it does seem like, I mean...
Right.
Which is always the problem with these girls. And like that's A's magic trick is like it only looks crazy to the girls.
To them.
You have to put yourself in a crazy, like out of touch mindset to try and comprehend what's actually happening, you know?
And so he agrees to do it. And Emily, he's like, but I got to get back to my party. And Emily goes, hey, Tobes, we didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, he's like, we don't have time for parties anymore. Sorry. I just got a new job and I think I'm quitting. Party's over.
Everybody, party's over.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Yvonne's like, so this is my home. And she's like, it's actually headquarters now. This is actually, we're going to rebrand it for a little bit as headquarters.
I got to get the girl. So
got to get the girl. You know how it goes. You already got the girl, Tobes. Come on. Help me out. We're in this together, right? You know, Tobes and I had a pact. If we were both single, Toby, don't play stupid. We had a pact that if we were both single by 30, it would be us. I know it sounds crazy. And some people were like really like against it when we first started. Yvonne, do you know about like how weird Toby was at first? Okay, so at first when I was like, Toby, I'm bringing you onto the social scene, everybody was like, Emily, what are you doing? And I was like, guys, you'll see. And look, I was right. Yvonne's like, Toby, can we talk? Anyway,
we go to the De Laurentiis dungeon and Rollins comes in and he goes to look for the key for the trunk and he can't find it and he kind of starts to freak out and then he realizes,
you know why I can't find it? Arya, you
Arya
stupid bitch. Here's the deal. I think Arya should have just taken the key. That would have been perfect. Because he could have been like, did I fucking lose it? Did I forget something? Like, whatever. And then he wouldn't be able to open the trunk and get all the terrible shit. You know what I mean? And then Arya could take the key to the police and say, I'll show you exactly what this key goes to. You know what I mean? So that he can't do what he fucking does. But I'm just like, instead you botched it and you didn't, like.
I agree. But I am a little bit like, and again, this is me not having the brain of someone like Elliot Rollins. But like, if I realize it's just in the other sconce, I'm like, oh, I put it in the wrong one. Last time I was in the trunk.
Maybe.
I wouldn't have freaked out like he did. We go to the barn, and Emily and Spencer are discussing what the drugs are.
So
he takes all his stuff out.
Yeah, he takes all the shit out of the trunk, and he puts it all into, like, a toolbox. Yeah.
So we go to the barn, and Emily and Spencer are discussing what these drugs are, if they're not for Allie, because the guy earlier was like, she's only on one drug, as far as her chart says.
Yeah.
And then Emily's like, well, this one's almost empty. And we realize it's a stimulant to stay away. Like, Emily has Spencer describe it. And then Emily goes, oh, so it's like speed.
Yeah,
and starts like,
so
it's like literally, so it's going to like keep you up for hours. Right? So that sounds awesome. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And Spencer's like, yeah, Em,
shut up. Em. Don't make me want my mouth is watering, Em. So she's like, okay, it can cause hallucinations, delusions, and thought disorder. Elliot is giving her drugs to make sure she's crazy.
Yes. And yeah, I like this. They say she might not have been crazy when she went in, but he's making her crazy now.
And so we see Allie wake up, and Elliot is at her bedside, and he says, change of plans. And Emily
Charlie
back
XCX,
at the house.
Actually,
Rollins is change of plans, bitch. So Emily's like, police, police. She's like screaming for the freaking police. And Spencer goes to get the file out of her bag. It's gone. And Emily's like, okay, I took it. Oh my God. Okay. I took it. I gave it to Toby. Spencer's like, I told you not to do that. And Emily's like, well, Allie's life trumps what you want, Spencer. It trumps what we all want. It always has. Why are you acting like you don't know that?
Emily is killing me this episode.
Oh my God.
And then they're like, wait. Emily's like, Toby reminded me that we got into this mess because Allie did murder someone. So
I
know I was just really gung-ho about the police, but now I'm reconsidering because I like don't know about conjugal visits. Like, I just don't really need her to, like, in prison. So
exactly.
We're gonna have to reconsider that. I don't want her implicated in the
I don't want her. Yeah, so let's get back to the drawing board there. So Hannah's like, I do not want to go back to the cops. Oh wait, you just said that. We'd say either after Allison, blah blah. Then Elliot sends Emily a pin drop of his location. And he's at Welby.
So
but
funny.
Then we see that it's moving. And Spencer's like, no. It's a trap. And then we get the text SOS. And that's not Elliot.
No. But Arya does go when Emily gets the pin. Arya goes, why do you have Elliot's number?
And Emily's like, oh my God. Okay. Everyone, every time I am a little bit closer to Allie than somebody else, they have questions. Every time.
Arya, looking at you.
You're jealous. You're jealous. Admit it. Admit it, you're jealous of how close I am with Al. Anyway, so we're like, did Allison send this? Yes, she wants us to know he's taking her somewhere. And then we see they're in a car. Allie is fake sleeping in the front seat.
Not very well, by the way.
No, but like,
she, like,
good
she
enough.
Like fully wakes up. I mean, good enough for Elliot, but I am laughing because she like fully like opens her eyes, is looking out the window. Like, it's like.
One thing I'll say though is like, good for her waking up and not like
panicking.
Most people when they like open their, yeah. Like, she, like, opens her eyes and she's, like, doesn't move her body at all. She only moves her eyeballs. So it's, like.
That's true.
Unless he were to, like, physically turn his entire body and look at her, he wouldn't notice.
Mm-hmm. So we go back to Toby's Airstream and Yvonne opens the door to the Airstream in full lingerie.
Full fucking lingerie. And Toby's, like, sheesh.
But, Spence, I gotta work.
Yeah, he's, like, he's still checking the police database. And she's, like, I guess I gotta get used to being a police officer's wife. Yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Yeah, then he
finds, he's like searching the database and he finds that there's like a speeding ticket or something for Elliot.
A moving violation.
Yeah, it's a speeding ticket.
Is that a, that's what they call it? Me, well, like, it, where
says
do you move?
It says underneath speeding. I think it means like when you're in motion, maybe.
When you're in motion.
Yeah. Cause it says speed to get after it. But the point is, it's sort of like a routine thing. That's not what's weird about it. What's weird is that it's from the year 1958. And obviously that's a little older than we know Elliot to be.
And Caroline, I didn't want to keep this from you any longer. It's a vampire twist.
If it's a vampire twist, you will never hear from me again. If it's a vampire twist, game's over. Party's over. Okay? I can't have any more vampire twists. Imagine a season 7 vampire twist for Pretty Little Liars. I would. And then the show, like, ends immediately.
They're literally just like throwing everything at the wall. They're like,
vampires? Mean, look, I think there were rumblings about ghosts. We had the whole Ravenswood thing. We talk Maya kind of ghost like in. And so I feel like we already kind of crossed over to supernatural. Let's just throw vampires in. Okay, let's just throw vampires in. If we make it to season 8, werewolves. All right.
So we go to the car, and the girls are following the pin of Rollins and Allie, and then Emily loses signal, and then Big Al's Aria, back.
Well, good for Aria. Aria suggests a shortcut because Spencer's like, he's headed to the lake. So Aria's like, well, if you turn here, there's a shortcut. Thank God they take that shortcut. Otherwise, what happened next, I do not think would happen. So Emily loses signal, blah, blah, blah. One of Elliot's tires bursts, and Allie slams him against the car and, like, gets out of the car, starts fucking running. And I'm just like, this does look so bad. Like, having somebody in a full hospital gown running away, like, if the wrong person were to find him, like, what are the guys going to do now? The guys. What is the gang going to do? Like, with the situation that we see them left in.
Because, and what kills me is road warrior Hannah. Hannah's driving. And Elliot is chasing Allie through the woods. And then they kind of would kill. It's kind of a funny look. We see the girls kind of come into this like clearing or approach this clearing. And you see Allie in her hospital gown just run straight past.
Yeah. Past it looks like a horror movie like scene.
And then Elliot freezes in front of the car and like kind of panics. And then Hannah.
Floors up.
She kind of moves her body like she's like going to slam on the brakes. But that bitch floors it.
She floors it. And good for her. And the way that he ends up hitting the car, so he, like, his full body hits the car face down, and his face goes through the windshield glass, and it's, like, inches away from Hannah. And there's just that moment of, like, Hannah is experiencing pure terror because she's, like, face-to-face with this monster who did all this shit to her. But also it's, like, relief. Also it's, like, what have I done? Also it's, like, what? I mean, there's just so much. It's, like, honestly, Ashley Benson's acting this season has been
good. Especially the scene when she sees the cattle prod.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. So good. So that's the episode. And I just am like, how do the girls get out of this? Because we've got Allie in the outfit, and then we've got the dead body, and like the car is not going to – we can't just kind of fake it with this car. We can't pretend that it hit a deer or something. I don't know.
Okay. Season 7, episode 4, hit and run, 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 exclamation point.
Whoa.
Relationships with bed buddies become strained after the liars desperately attempt to cover up the biggest mistake of their life.
Holy shit.
That's saying something.
What if we
girls.
Find out Elliot's completely innocent? I know he's not. I know that he's not. And I know that we know that. But imagine we find out he's just like just a doctor. This is the
and he's
biggest
just really
mistake
bad at
of
it.
Their lives. Yeah.
He realizes he's in over his head with how he's been treating Allie. So yeah. He panics and takes her out.
He's like, I didn't know what to do. I'm just taking her so that we can run away together and just be happy. Like, I mean, believe me, guys, we know that's not what's happening, but still, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, guys. Well, I hope you are enjoying season 7. We sure are. Things are heating up. Excited to see what happens next week. Please leave us a 5-star review. It would mean the world to us. We love you so much. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. And by the way, on SNL last night, Jeanine Pirro was mentioned like more than 3 times.
I know.
Which
and
so
Cecily
funny.
Came back to play her.
Yes, it was great. Did you see the cold open?
Yes. And honestly, great. Like, if we have to have one consolation for her getting this position, it's
Cecily back
Cecily
on
Strong.
SNL is something I like to see. All right, guys, go watch it. Love you. Bye. Road Warriors, you know we're obsessed with all things Bravo and all things Charleston. So on our most recent trip to the Lowcountry, we had to stop at, by the way, the new neighborhood bar and restaurant from Southern Charm Stars, Craig Conover and Austin Kroll, in partnership with the Uptown Hospitality Group. We celebrated my 30th birthday there, and I have to say, like, the cocktails, the vibes, the service, immaculate. My favorite drink was the lavender gimlet, Empress Gin, lavender, lime, clarified milk. It was so pretty, so delicious. And our group kept those freezing cold martinis and caviar bumps flowing all night long. The atmosphere was exactly what I wanted. It was chic, but cozy, elevated, but welcoming. Think like your dream neighborhood spot that also happens to be Bravo adjacent. And because the night was that good, I had to go back for a dinner date with Anthony. The menu brings an elevated spin to classic tavern fare. Handhelds, crave-worthy kettle chips with French onion dip, literally dream about them. But the best part were the steak frites. Anthony and I split it. It's a grilled prime New York strip with garlic butter, chimichurri, and perfectly crispy shoestring fries. Oh my god. Pro tip, go on a Wednesday during happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. They do half off select wines, bubbles, their signature blade and bow old fashioned, and the steak frites. It's such a steal, and honest, I cannot recommend it enough. So make sure you add By the Way to your Charleston itinerary and follow them on Instagram at By the Way CHS to see the menu, the vibe, and all the Bravo approved bites. And if you go, tell Craig we sent you and save us a martini.